Rest is to remember us. Constant work turns human beings into human doings. The gods of the ancient Near East never allowed their followers to stop. With a ceaseless appetite for war, worship, wealth, and work, these pagan deities wore out their followers and never delivered on their promises. When the prophets of Baal took on Elijah, the prophet of the Lord, in the great Who Can Prove Their God Is Real contest on Mount Carmel, they worked hard. They called upon the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, "O Baal, answer us." But there was no voice, and no one answered. And they limped around the altar that they had made. And at noon Elijah mocked them, saying, "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is musing, or he is relieving himself, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is asleep and must be awakened." And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their custom with swords and lances, until the blood gushed out upon them. And as midday passed, they raved on until the time of the offering of the oblation, but there was no voice. No one answered. No one paid attention. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 26 through 29. We're incredibly similar. As good modern people, we scoff at the idea of Baal worship or Asherah prayers. Yet we sing songs about sex, money, and power. We study and strive to move up the ladder, to get the home and the car. We fastidiously watch what we eat out of concern for the shape of our body, for health, and for safety. We're no better than the prophets of Baal, flogging ourselves just to get our false god to pay us back for our efforts. We're just like them. This is not who we're meant to be. The God of the Bible is different. He demands no work before he will bless those who love him and live for him. Elijah the prophet came near and said, "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering of a bull, and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 through 38. Unlike the prophets of Baal, who were citizens of Israel and should have known better, Elijah remembered who God is. He did not work till he dropped, he prayed. Which approach to life better describes you? "They did not walk in my statutes, but rejected my rules, by which if a person does them, he shall live, and my Sabbaths they greatly profaned." Rejecting regular rest means we reject right living. We are little image bearers of a great God. We are sons and daughters of the true King. Regular rest is when we turn back to him whose image we're meant to reflect. It's given for us to remember. "Oh yeah, my money is not who I am. I'm not just a tool for productivity. My value lies not in what I do, but in who I am. My identity is in being an image bearer, not in my contribution to the economy or my status in my community. I'm a human, made for God, by God, to be with God." Rest is to remember the meaning of life.